save big money at Menards. Keep your lawn looking its best with Menards' premium four-part fertilizer program. Each step is tailor-made for the health of your lawn. Get started this spring with a bag of crabgrass preventer with lawn food. Apply just once early in the spring to feed your lawn for over 2 months. Pick it up in our garden center today and check out Menards.com for more hot deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
All right. How you doing, everyone? I'm Russ Salzberg, and once again, I want you all to listen up here and get a load of this. Today's podcast is going to be a little different. It's going to be about two celebrations of the very best. One is TNT's Inside the NBA, what I believe to be the very best studio sports show ever. Ever. And the other is the incomparable Marv Albert. In my estimation, the very best all-around play-by-play man ever in any sport. So like I said, listen up, because you're really going to want to get a load of this. I came to this conclusion, folks, to do this kind of celebratory podcast. First of all, the two subjects that I mentioned, Inside the NBA and Marv Albert, they are the best. And to talk about them in celebratory terms is on point, quite frankly. But, you know, there's so many other negative things that I can talk about, from protests and protests in sports and the flag and politics and the nonsense and race baiting and the crap that we talk about all the time. And I said, you know what? We're coming off the holiday weekend, July 4th weekend, and I just want to talk about two things that I think are very important, especially if you're sports fans. And I'm going to get to Inside the NBA first. I've always thought Inside the NBA is the very best studio show of all time. You tell me who you want, and I'll say, nope, got to be TNT's Inside the NBA with Ernie Johnson and Kenny Smith and Sir Charles Barkley and Shaq, Shaquille O'Neal. But it's the reason I think it's so good is because they're real people. And I've thought about this for the longest time, but it hit me this past week. And I don't know why I missed it. I don't know why I had never seen it. But it came out this past March. The Inside Story. The Inside Story is a four-part documentary. And by the way, for those of you who missed it, you can watch it on demand, which is what I did. For some reason, I missed it. And it shocked me that I did miss it because I'm such a fan of the show. But it's a four-part documentary. Like, each one was like an hour and 15 minutes on everything about the show. Not just the four guys, not just Ernie and Shaq and Charles and Kenny, but it's about the guys in the background, the producers, directors, the talent scouts, the people who put the show together. It was really a composite. They included a ton of people. It was very well done. They paid homage and respect to the people behind the scenes. It was just very well done. But let me begin by saying this. First of all, I don't normally do critiques on sports shows. Okay? I normally don't do critiques or commentaries on sportscasters. Me being one of them, I let other people do that. But the reason TNT's Inside the NBA has always been special to me is because the people at TNT, and this is the best way I describe it, the people at TNT have the real balls, real brass set of balls to allow people to fully be themselves, to fully be themselves. And in today's day and age, that is really something special. Because in this political correct world, it's so cockeyed and incorrect, you can't be yourself. But that's not the way with the TNT Inside the NBA show. And kudos to those executives who allow these people to be themselves. Right across the board. And listen, Charles Barkley has recently said, he said it on somebody's podcast, that, hey, in 2 years I'm 60. I think he said his contract runs out or something. He says, I'm going to be out of here. Not disgruntled or anything. Just, it's hard to have fun anymore. It's hard to have fun anymore because you got to watch everything you say. And let me tell you, compared to any other show, they don't have to watch anything they say. They really are themselves. And it's just, it's a pleasure to watch real people. I strongly suggest, and believe me, folks, I don't make money from TNT, Turner Broadcasting. There's nothing in this for me. I don't have a dog in a fight, whatever the expression is. There's nothing in it for me, except that I appreciate when people are themselves, because I have been very fortunate in my career. And I'm certainly not putting it up there with the guys in TNT. But, you know, I got a career that's running since 1984. And I'll tell you, I've been blessed with being allowed to be myself. It's something that I've never, ever, ever, ever taken for granted. So when somebody like me sees people like the guys on the TNT Inside the NBA show, it's just a pleasure. And what's so endearing about the show, all of those people are at the top of their class. Ernie Johnson is just tremendous. He's the quarterback. I don't know if there could be a better quarterback, and I'll use the term quarterback, I don't know if there could be a better quarterback than Ernie with the threesome that he works with. He makes it four, but he is the quarterback. First of all, the guy, if he has an ego, he keeps it hidden in his back pocket. He rolls with the punches like nobody I have ever seen. Okay? But then you have the three guys, the three ex-players. I mean, it started with Kenny Smith, who won two NBA championships with the Houston Rockets. Terrific. Also warms the cockles of my heart because he's a New Yorker. Albeit from Queens, I'm from Brooklyn, as you guys certainly know by now. But, you know, great player at North Carolina. Wasn't a superstar like the other guys that he sits with in the NBA, but he was a very, very good player. certainly good enough, very, very good enough to have an ego. Then you have Charles Barkley and Shaquille O'Neal. You know, Shaq, we know all about Shaq and his championships. We also know that Sir Charles never won a championship. And, you know, I've always said and I've always used Charles Barkley as one of the prime examples when they talk about, well, to really define yourself, you have had to have won championships. I always said bullshit to that. Certainly, listen, I don't take anything away from somebody winning championships. But like, you know, Charles Barkley and Ernie Banks in baseball were my two prime examples. You know, you can say Dan Marino in football. There are a lot of guys. But Charles Barkley wasn't a good player. Charles Barkley wasn't a very good player. Charles Barkley was a great, bona fide superstar player. I mean, at some place he's listed as 6'6". That is bull. I'll bet he's no taller than 6'5". He played like he was 6'11". The mound round of rebound, he was not good. He was great from the time he came into the league to the time he left. And Shaq is Shaq. We know all about Shaq. An all-time great as well. But when they're sitting there and they're sitting on the set, first of all, they have fun with each other. There's chemistry there, which I give everybody credit to create that chemistry. But as I said, the quarterback is the guy who mixes it. So kudos to Ernie Johnson. But the thing that I like about Kenny, Charles, and Shaq, they don't sit there and talk to hear themselves talk. They don't sit there and talk to tell you how much they know. They talk basketball. That's what they do. They're no different than a couple of guys sitting around in some tavern, some saloon, sitting at a bar, shooting a breeze, just talking sports, arguing, taking pot shots at each other, disagreeing with each other. It is so real. They're not looking like buffoons into the camera when somebody you're talking to is sitting next to you. It is the realest show, the most realest show I have ever seen on TV. And I guess I appreciate it more so now than ever before, because now it really is, it's disappearing. Nobody can be themselves anymore. Like I said, I was very fortunate. I started my career in Toronto for City TV in Toronto. And I remember the owner, the creator of the station, Moses Neimer, a genius. You got fired flat out. You got fired if you weren't yourself. He wanted everybody to be themselves. When he heard me, I was a guy from Brooklyn in Canada. He didn't want me to be anything but me. He don't try and be somebody else. I used to laugh. Somebody would come up to me in Canada and say, Russ, are you really from Brooklyn? What, like say a Canadian accent? No, I went to Oxford to study to get this Brooklyn accent, you know. But so that was one place I worked. And then 4 years later, when Channel 9, WWOR TV here in New York, you know, it was located in Jersey, but in New York, it was the same deal. Be yourself. Be yourself. And then Fox, years later, bought WWOR. It was the same deal. I was doing Channel 9 and Channel 5 here in New York simultaneously at the same time, and then it was just Channel 5. The mandate was be yourself. And sometimes I might get a smack on the hand. Oh, Russ, you shouldn't have said that. Well, that's okay. That's okay. But compared to other places, and I hear where other people work, I was very lucky. So when I watch the guys on TNT, there is no studio show that comes close to them. And listen, they all have rights to have huge egos. And maybe they do have huge egos, but they don't portray those egos on. Look, you can't be that great of an athlete if you don't have an ego, okay? You can't possibly be as good as Ernie Johnson is on that set if he doesn't have an ego, but you never see it. That's what makes that show extraordinary. It's just a really, really special, folks, maybe you don't understand, maybe you're scratching your head saying, why is Russ all of a sudden in love with doing this and talking about TNT and inside the NBA? It's because being yourself in this world is a dying art. In the world of, especially TV today, you got to look right. You got to say the right thing. You might have to be the right color, whether it's black, white, brown, yellow, pink, polka dot. You can't be yourself. Those four men are themselves, and the people behind the scenes stress them to be themselves. I'm sure. I guarantee you, because as Charles said, you know, the guys talk amongst themselves. We got to watch what they say. But compared to anybody else and any other show, they don't watch what they say. But it's not just that. When they're talking, and so many people, and I'll also get into this when I talk about Marv. But so many people talk on TV or on radio to hear themselves talk. And you know why? Who they also do it for? They do it for the critics. Oh, let me say this, and they're really going to like me saying this. They're going to really like me saying this. And that's why I love Charles. Because Charles don't give a rat's ass if you like it or not. He says what he says. And quite frankly, you know, Shaq's like that too. So to me, I just really, 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 I just have the utmost respect for those four men. Ernie Johnson, Charles Barkley, Kenny Smith, and Shaquille O'Neal. I mean... I've been in this business, as I said, since 1984. I've been a sports fan my entire life. I don't remember seeing anything like this. It's the most real. It's not. Forget sports. How's that? I'm going to say this. Forget sports. It's the most realist show on television. Because, you know, as you know, I don't just do sports here. I'll do politics and, you know, social issues. I watch all the Sunday morning shows, Face the Nation, Meet the Press, you know, Fox, whatever. You've heard me talk about it, criticize. It's all agenda-driven bullshit. These people, when I say these people, these four men, Ernie Johnson, Shaquille O'Neal, Kenny Smith, Charles Barkley, they're themselves. They're not, they don't want to tell you how astute they are in basketball. They just simply are. They know that they are. So they talk basketball. And you know what? They know every intricacy about basketball, but they talk street talk. They talk basic lingo. Again, it's not about, you know, designing this and put this guy to cover them, then 2-1-2, but come on. Just a great, great show. Folks, when I started watching it, just last week, I put in one. I said, put it in. I put it on. And I was hooked. I could not wait to watch the other one. So then I watched two, I watched three, and I watched four. Basically back to back with a bathroom break and getting something to eat. If you're a fan of the show, I highly recommend The Inside Story. And if you're not a fan of the show, you should be. And if you're not familiar with the show, I implore you to watch what it's like to see some people, a group that is real people. That they're the most unaffected, down to earth. It's the best, as I say, I started this thinking it's the best sports studio show ever. I don't know that I've ever seen anything as real, period. Sports or no sports, as Inside the NBA. So again, my suggestion is watch Inside the NBA. Watch The Inside Story. You can watch it on demand on TNT. Not good, just brilliant. You'll smile. You'll even be emotional. It's just these guys are themselves, and they allow you to see them as themselves. And you know what? Again, that's a dying art, almost disappearing today. Also disappearing today, and quite frankly, was last night in Game 6 of when the Bucks eliminated the Atlanta Hawks, and they're going on to meet the Phoenix Suns in the NBA Finals. It was the end of a brilliant 55-year career of Marv Albert. As I said, in my estimation, the greatest play-by-play man ever. You know, first of all, we're also talking about a guy from Brooklyn. Talking about a guy, you know, from Brighton Beach, where my wife is from. Talking about a guy who went to Lincoln, where my wife went to, Abraham Lincoln High School. Ironically, when Channel 9, WWOR-TV, called me to come in 1988, I was replacing Marv's younger brothers, Steve and Al, who were the anchors, the sports anchors. They didn't do the shows together, but they rotated. But they were the sports anchors before I got there. And I could say this, two of the finest gentlemen you could ever come across, because in our business, when somebody's replacing somebody, it ain't ever pretty. It ain't ever pretty. And when I came, they couldn't have been nicer to me. They were friends, complimentary, saying how good I was. As far as I'm concerned, the Albert brothers are special. But this is not about Al and Steve. This is about Big Brother Marv, the guy who set the stage. You know, Al and Steve have certainly had their own careers. But Marv's, God bless him, excuse me, on a different level. We're talking about somebody who, pick a sport. Football, he's done 8 Super Bowls. Basketball, well, he's done 9 NBA Finals. Hockey, 7 Stanley Cup Finals. Excuse me. Got a little cough here. Tennis, he's done Wimbledon. He's done World Series. He's done boxing. And of everything that he's done, there never was a trace of a guy wanting to hear himself talk. There was never a trace of an ego. His job and in his mind was only to do one thing: call the game properly, and talk about putting your ego in your back pocket. Always making sure, just as I spoke about Ernie, always making sure that the broadcast and the chemistry that he had with his partner, he always made sure to make with whoever he was working with, made sure that they looked better. He did it with Walt Frazier. Most recently, with Reggie Miller. And Reggie was so eloquent in his goodbye, because with the Inside the NBA show
after game six of the Bucks and Atlanta Hawks. Reggie Miller was very eloquent and just said all the right things about Marv. But he made Walt Frazier look good. He made Reggie Miller look good. He made Mike Fratello look good. Johnny Hoops, John Andres, made him look good. J.D., John Davidson. Remember J.D.? Yeah, J.D. Hockey made him look good. Chris Collinsworth, Doug Collins, Paul McGuire. Paul McGuire was great with football with Marv. Cal Ramsey, Bill Walton, Bill Parcells, Sal Messina, Red Light Messina. Marv was the guy who did it all. Marv was the guy who did it all. He made sure everything worked smoothly. And here's the other thing. You know, I made the comment before that those guys on the Inside the NBA show didn't talk to hear themselves talk, didn't worry, didn't talk so the critics would like what he said, what they're saying. And trust me, folks, in our business, there are so many people who talk, say things that half the time they don't even believe in. But you know what? If I say this, yeah, the guys in the print guys, the critics and what, they're going to like it. So they're going to write about me. So I'm going to get my name, yeah, in bright lights. I mean, I there used to be a guy, Rudy Martsky, with USA Today. Like his column used to be, that's not a knock at Martsky, but his column was like a column that I used to say, it's just a column for people within the business. The reader doesn't give a shit about that nonsense. That's what made Marv and those guys on Inside the NBA so special. They just wanted to do their job. Marv wanted to do the job. They're still doing theirs. But they never spoke for the sake of hearing themselves talk so the critics would like what they say. That was not Marv Albert. Marv Albert wanted to call a good game, and he didn't call a good game. He called the best game. Always witty, tempered. I mean, the guy was on Letterman, like I don't know how many. It had to be, I'm just thinking over 50, 60 times. He was on Johnny Carson. I mean, Marv Albert was, in our industry, a megastar. But he didn't walk around like a megastar. He didn't act like his shit didn't stink. I remember landing here in 84. He couldn't have been, you know, bump into him now and then, be it at the Garden, wherever. Couldn't have been nicer. Didn't wait for somebody to kiss his ring or his behind. Always asked how you're doing. Always made a comment about something that you did. Folks, when Marv hung it up, the microphone, last night, and he was even uncomfortable. You know, I can't get into his mind, but to me, he was very gracious, and thank you for all the nice things guys are saying about him. And, you know, he spoke with, the Inside the NBA crew. But he just, because that's Marv. But you talk about a play-by-play guy. He was not good. He was the best at every one of his sports. And the fact that makes him a fellow Brooklyn guy, well, that just makes him special to me. You don't come across people like that. I never heard him once. I never heard where I heard him say something and, oh, he's just saying that, you know, oh, he's making himself sound like some blowhard, like he knows every answer. No. And I'll tell you what. He always made the people he worked with. That's such a trait because so many people don't do that. And I'm not going to list the people who don't. Because there are a ton of people in the business who don't want their partners to look good, who they want to look better than their partners. That was not Marv. Marv made sure every one of his partners, not only did they look good, but he made them feel extremely comfortable. Marv was the one who created the chemistry. I mean, listen, if you're dealing with an asshole, it's hard to do. But I don't know all of the people that I mentioned personally. I know quite a few of them, but he just, he made it like they were pals. He made it effortless. That's pretty significant. That's pretty damn hard to do over a 55-year career. So, Marv's 80 years old now, which, by the way, looks great. And I'll tell you this, because I've been listening to Marv from the very beginning. I was in high school. I was listening to Marv from the very beginning. And I will tell you this. Marv, has his pitch, his tone, his energy, his wit, his enthusiasm has not faltered once from 1967 to now 2021. Not once. Marv is the man. You know, never is a long time, but it's going to be a hard, hard act to follow to try and find the next Marv Albert. So, Marv, a job well done. God bless you, my friend. And to the guys on Inside the Inside the NBA, keep doing what you're doing, because nobody does it better than you guys. And that, my friends, is now a wrap on today's Get a Load of This. Now, as always, I like to get a load of you. Let me know your thoughts on today's podcast. You can always do that on Twitter at Russ Salzberg. You can do it on Facebook. You can also check out my website at russsalzberg.com. And now I want to thank my home here at Bleav.com. Bleav, as you know, the number one podcast network for professionals. But above all, got to thank you, the people out there, because without you, the people out there, I'd have nobody in here to be talking to. So until next time, it is I, Russ Salzberg, saying to all of you, each and every one of you, bye-bye, so long, and farewell. Have yourselves a great week, everybody.
Save big money at Menards. Get your garden ready with groundbreaking power equipment from Earthquake. Tillers are great for breaking up compact soil and killing weeds in your garden. Get maximum power in a compact frame with a Pioneer rear tine tiller. It features dual direction tines and self-propelled steel wheels. Hurry in for all of your lawn and garden needs and visit Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on now. Save big money at
Cheers to a great day and this ice-cold Corona.
You know what would make this day even better? My grandma's carne asada.
Throw in some music.
We can watch the game. Or we could keep it simple.
Corona, la vida más fina. Get your Corona at ordercorona.com. Relax responsibly. Corona Extra Beer, imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.